Good morning, and it's good to be here. So, excuse me, officially, spring is here. Doesn't quite feel as much like it this morning, maybe, but it is officially springtime. So this morning, I'd like to look a little bit at what spring means to us. And I'd also like to look a little bit at what the Bible has to say about springtime or the different seasons. And when springtime comes, I can't help but think of Easter, how Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and how he then rose from the dead as sort of a symbol of springtime as well. And how by his resurrection, we can have new life in Christ, and it makes things new for us. So springtime here in the Midwest is a very welcome guest. Its arrival is long awaited and much anticipated. We spend the long winter months navigating snow-covered frozen ground. I know that varies from year to year for us here. And we're wary of nearly invisible black ice and the potential to lose control of our legs and vehicles at a given time. As winter progresses, we watch the pristine white snow turn dingy along the roadways, and mountains of the dirty stuff are thrust up in parking lots, eliminating parking spaces, and at times the longing to see green again becomes almost overwhelming. We would lose all hope except for one truth that we know to be real. Under the frozen blanket of the winter snow, the earth is only sleeping. Soon the snow will begin to melt, and the rivers and creeks will flow again. The geese and then the cranes will come back to the marsh as it thaws. The robins start showing up all over. Slowly, signs of life return as the natural world gradually awakens to the light of an ever-warming sun. Knowing springtime and Easter are intertwined always lifts my heart. Just as the earth is coming back to life, we celebrate the resurrection of our risen Christ. The earth seems to die during months of freezing temperatures and bone-chilling winds. However, we know the truth, and the greenness of the earth will return. And so we wait, resting in the knowledge that springtime always follows the winter. I'd like to look at some verses in the Bible and see what they have to say about springtime, the resurrection, and new life in Christ. Zechariah 10:1, ask the Lord for rain in the springtime. It is the Lord who sends the thunderstorms. He gives showers of rain to all people and plants of all the field to everyone. James 5:7 says, be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for autumn and spring rains. And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. That's Genesis 1:14. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. Psalm 85:11-13. Hosea 6:3, let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, which I take to be snow, and like the spring rains that water the earth. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Song of Solomon 2, verses 11 and 12. For behold, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40, verse 31. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8, 12. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. Isaiah 35, verses 1 and 2. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Romans 12, 12. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23. It is the promise that life will return, which we celebrate through the Easter season. The parallels are apparent as we mourn our Savior's brutal death. 3 days later, we share in joyous celebration at the wonder and promise of the empty tomb and Jesus' resurrection from the dead. This promise of life returning to us means we are Easter people. We can live the resurrection story at any time in our lives. We are constantly dying little deaths in our relationships, our grief, and our personal journey, carrying our own cross. But there's always the hope of our resurrection, and this can only come through knowing our Savior Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. The only way to know peace is to know the truth of our existence. We were made to love God and to use the gifts he has given us to honor and please him and to further his kingdom here on earth. He has given us the gift of abundant life if we will only live our lives for him. I praise God for Jesus, giver of life everlasting, and I praise God for springtime. For it is the reminder of the promise that all things can be made new in him who gives us life. There's a verse that I'd like to read, several verses yet that I'd like to read before we have prayer. This verse is, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has gone, the new has come. May the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear God, thank you for Jesus. your ever-present reminder of our opportunity to know new life. Through the gift of your Son, we can trust you and know your peace amidst the chaos in our lives. Lord, show us your ways, for it is only when we surrender our will to yours that we are able to follow the path that you have laid out before us, the pathway that leads to peace and a closer relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen.